The worst is yet to come. That's the fear in Southern California today. The area has been drenched in rain for the past week, and today the forecast is for thunderstorms, hail, waterspouts in the ocean, flooding, even small tornadoes. A so-called Pineapple Express storm system, bringing warm weather and rain from the Pacific, has also deluged Utah, Nevada, and Arizona, where at least four homes collapsed from floodwaters. But Southern California is getting the brunt of it. Floodwaters shut down Laguna Beach. Mudslides are reported in the San Clemente Hills south of the city, and boulders and mud blocked access to mountain homes in Silverado Canyon, where firefighters evacuated residents on foot. Captain Greg McEwen is with the Orange County Fire Department, and tell us about the evacuation out of Silverado Canyon.
This morning, early this morning in Silverado Canyon, we had a hillside that had let go with mud and debris that had come down, boulders, mud, many other things in the roadway. And at that point in time, we were unable to drive in, so our firefighters had to walk in and start helping the residents evacuate in a general area of Silverado Canyon.
I understand there are many areas being affected. What else is going on?
We've had multiple floodwater rescue calls where for people stuck in the water. I just finished a call where one of the gentlemen in an SUV actually veered off the freeway right into a flood control channel with high and fast moving water, and he traveled downstream a short ways and actually called 911 while he was in the car traveling downstream in the river. So we were able to locate him, and our swift water rescue firefighters and our urban search and rescue firefighters that are really highly trained were able to tie the vehicle off with rope because it was moving still and get a ladder down to him. We're actually able to get a flotation device around him and rescue him out of the vehicle. It's quite amazing call.
Yeah, it sounds like a very dramatic rescue. With this just being a couple days before Christmas, though, when you're trying to evacuate people, I've read that in some areas people are trying to take out their presents with them. How is the evacuation going?
When you have a hillside like this where with mud and debris that's come down, I think that's pretty scary for a lot of folks. So I believe that they take it seriously, and we try to relay the seriousness to them. We just want their safety. We want them to get out, and I believe we're getting good cooperation with the residents and the sheriff's department.
So you don't want them to take a lot of things with them. You just want them to move and get out of the area.
Yeah, once there's been a slide already, more hillside could come down. So we're now having to move a lot faster. So that's why we ask folks to plan ahead and to have those things ready, like their personal computers and their pills and their medications and their pets, and to have paperwork and most important stuff. You know, have that stuff ready to go right now and not, okay, now I've got to start packing because now it's too late. We need to be prepared for just about anything. So that's what we're trying to stress is preparation. And we actually have a program called Ready, Set, Go geared towards wildfires, but it also is a good planning tool for these type of emergencies as well.
Captain Greg McEwen is with the Orange County Fire Department. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Robert.
Well, about 60 miles north of where Captain McEwen is, homeowners in the Los Angeles suburbs of La Cañada Flint Ridge are keeping an eye on hillsides denuded by wildfires for possible mudslides. Nicole Nishida of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department joins us. Nicole, we understand some residents have already been evacuated.
Yes, we had evacuation orders actually yesterday going in effect. Completed that at around 9 p.m. yesterday. We had about a pretty low compliance rate, but we definitely understand why with evacuation fatigue because of last year's storm. But we're just trying to prepare is the key thing at this moment.
So people are just saying we're not going to evacuate, even though you've laid out a pretty dangerous situation?
Yes, I mean, we have the latest and greatest storm models, and if residents who are supposed to be evacuating choose not to, we do give them an option to sign a liability evacuation order.
So you ask them to sign an evacuation waiver. What does that mean?
Basically, when they sign the waiver, when they're told to evacuate and they choose not to, we give them this waiver, and basically it says that they assume all liability and they understand and acknowledge all the risks and hazards by staying.
As we said, you know, wildfires swept through those hillsides just last year, and then in February there were mudslides. So how serious is the situation there now? What are your worst fears?
Well, our worst fears is that the mountain's going to come down. Last February, as you know, there were a lot of debris flow in that area, and so we're just trying to prepare at the moment, and that's why we issued those evacuation orders last night. the storm kind of skirted and went south a little bit more, and so we kind of dodged a bullet in that aspect, but we're still not out of the woods yet, and the evacuation orders are still in place.
Tell us what the weather's like now and how people are responding.
It's cold, it's wet, long days, but the sheriff's deputies are there securing the communities and making sure that all the residents feel safe, even the ones that do choose to stay.
Well, I understand the rain may be done by tomorrow or Friday. Do you think things could be back to normal by Christmas?
I believe that the models show that Christmas should be dry. So we're all hoping for a dry Christmas.
No wishes for a white Christmas, just a dry Christmas this year.
Just dry.
Nicole Nishida of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department with the latest on the impact of massive rainstorms in the West. Thanks so much.
Thank you.